So we return to our place, and two of the participants, Don Edmead and Adriana Lord from Banyan Tree Theatre Group, came to Radio Reverb to tell Rebecca Sandals and Mark Johnson what they're going to be bringing to the party over the next two weekends.
Let's talk about Our Place. Now, Our Place is an initiative started back in 2017 when the spoken word artist Kate Tempest was the guest artistic director. The aim then was to bring the festival out and about to Brighton and Hove's wider communities, creating a festival within a festival in Angleton and East Brighton. And wow, it's been a bit of a success. Our Place really has taken on a life of its own. It appears to be a permanent fixture at the Brighton Festival, and this year it's taking place on Saturday the 18th of May at Manor Gym, and then again on Saturday the 25th at Angleton Community Centre. Now, two of the participants, Donna Edmead and Adriana Lord from Banyan Tree Theatre Group, join us now. One of so many different companies taking part, but let's start by finding out a bit about the Banyan Tree Theatre Group.
Well, we're a Brighton-based theatre group comprising of all black Asian women, so from the African and Asian diaspora, so to speak, and we came together because we wanted to create more theatre for our black and mixed heritage children, and as a result of that, we've had a few shows in the Fringe Festival. I mean, when the cycle passed the Warren the other day and didn't have a show in there, I had a bit of a twinge, but usually at this time of year we usually put on a show in the Warren for families.
But you're out and about, part of the main festival now.
We're doing Our Place. We also, there's a number of us who are singers and music leaders in the group, and often when we perform, people go on about the songs and the fact that they love singing. So we also had a wellbeing project called Realising, which was funded a couple of years ago, and we've continued to do singing workshops for positive mental wellbeing and for people's general enjoyment. So we're doing something like that at Our Place.
Adriana, how did you get involved with the company then?
We started, all our children were the same play group. It was a Mosaics project. Mosaic is a charity here that work with families of BME people here in Brighton. So we started with Mosaic Puppet Theatre. And then after that, that was 2010, wasn't it?
Something like that.
And then in 2014, we decided to create Banyan Tree Theatre Group.
It's not often you'll hear someone say, we started with Mosaic Puppetry Theatre. It all started with Mosaic Puppetry Theatre. What a great thing.
Fantastic.
And what exactly are you doing both at Manor Gym and at Angleton, both weekends
Yeah, we were lucky to be invited to both, so we're so excited. Last year we did a bit of a performance and we brought our puppets out, but this year, there was hunger for people to join in. They wanted to sing with us, so we applied to do it this year and to do an hour of singing at each space. So we've promised songs from different cultures around the world and some from the UK as well, so hopefully we'll challenge people while they have fun.
I think it's fantastic. What's the opinion of local people? Are they really engaged and are they really enthusiastic?
Yes.
because it's such a great legacy, isn't it, to have been been left and to move on the whole community.
Going out
thing.
And about in the communities, yeah.
Yeah, festival.
And then
festival.
Having a sing-song as well.
Yeah.
Part of it.
I mean, last year it was amazing. I had a fantastic day at Manor Gym. We just stayed on and carried on doing everything. So I think it's a brilliant, brilliant initiative. Hope it continues for longer.
There's a lot of work, no doubt.
Oh, it is, but, you know, there's
it's
a lot of heart
it.
And passion in there and people really have a good time.
Yeah.
So the good thing is that sometimes I worry a bit because things that happen in theatres, people, not much people can come to theatres, and this thing of just taking everything we have to offer to the community is really... I'm really passionate about that. It's great.
I had a look on the BrightonFestival.org website and checked out the details of what's going on at the Our Place. And my goodness, there's everything from a ABBA tribute act, Woolly to basketball, street cricket, puppetry workshop, wheelchair tangos, hula shows. I mean, it's just... Tennis,
wow.
Performance, there's bookbinding, there's so much going on up there. The sing-song, I mean, if you were going to get Mark and I to sing a song, I'm tone deaf, what would you sort of how would you encourage us to get involved in singing?
Well, what we tend to do is we get people together and then we get them to warm up first. So we'll do some vocal warm ups and some physical warm ups.
Mark, are you up for that?
We sing in a circle.
That's a bit.
I might teach you a song actually.
Oh, dear.
Just sing after me. sing. Tué, tué.
Is this me?
Yeah,
now, tué, tué.
Barry, ma tué, tué.
Barry, ma tué, tué.
There you go.
Tué, tué. Tué, tué. Come on.
Barry, ma tué, tué.
Barry, ma tué, tué.
Abopraba.
Abopraba.
Amadawa, dawa.
Amadawa, dawa.
Tué, tué.
Tué, tué.
Abopraba. Amadawa dawa tuwe tuwe, Amadawa dawa tuwe tuwe, Barima tuwe tuwe, Barima tuwe tuwe.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's tricky now, but I tell you, people will be able to sing that on the day.
And
fantastic.
What I noticed there was Mark and I both started smiling really quickly.
Yeah.
You've both got big grins on. It's left me smiling. Mark is still smiling and you've relaxed a little bit now. I'm sorry I put you on the spot there with that singing. I thought we ought to give it a go.
I'm up for it.
There's more evidence coming out that the therapeutic and health benefits of singing and music making. So I'm glad you were smiling. I hope we...
So I've done some work for a surgery which has lots of creative and therapeutic workshops. And it's great, the engagement, and you're getting rid of pills and things, and making people feel good about themselves, and they're coming off of tablets and antidepressants, and singing and creating things. This is a big new thing. This is really big now in the NHS. This kind of thing.
I'm glad to hear it.
I think it's taken off in Brighton over the last few years. There seems to be a lot of choirs here, and I mean, you mentioned it was last year. The demand was people wanted to sing.
They did.
I mean, I think like painting and art, as adults, we're told, you really haven't got quite a very good voice, or you can't really draw, so we stop.
Mm.
And yet, everyone can sing, if not well, everyone can draw, and you're sort of giving people the chance to do it.
One of the things that we're very key on is that when we run a workshop, we sing in a circle, so there's no hierarchy, there's no standing at the back. We're looking at each other, we're sharing the energy, and we tend to make a positive space out of that. So hopefully that's what will happen at Our Place.
I think with all of the events at Our Place, it's a good idea to check out the programme on the festival website.
Yes.
See what the instructions are vis-a-vis if you have to have registered in advance. I think they're all free, are they not?
Yes, they are.
So it's free, but they can be oversubscribed potentially. So you just need to check with the age groups if there are spaces available.
Mm-hmm.
That's my understanding. Mm-hmm. And how many people will you get involved in your singing workshops?
As many as the spaces will allow. We're hoping for it to be intergenerational, so you bring the children along, sing with their parents, you know. As many as
joyful. It's a joyful vibe, isn't it?
Do you think that Mark and I have got a bit of a career? Could we come along?
Should we
do a little bit more? Go on.
All right. Should we do sing after us again?
Yeah. Okay,
this is one that I often.
It's about 30 seconds or so.
Throw catch.
Chiqueleza.
Throw catch.
Chiqueleza.
Oh, cheeky. Look, you're giving when you do that.
Give a bit of
cheek.
You're just speaking in a native language of Ghana, actually. So
right.
There you go.
Let's do a thank you then. Donna and Adriana from the Banyan Tree Theatre Group, and if you want to join in a singing workshop, and based on the smiles on mine and Mark's face, I think there's some fun to be had. That's Our Place on Saturday the 18th of May, Manor Gym, 12 till 1, and Saturday the 25th of May, you'll be at Hangleton Community Centre between 5:30 and 6:30.
That's right. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming along.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Don Edmead and Adriana Lord from Banyan Tree Theatre Group talking to Rebecca Sandals and Mark Johnson. And I'm really not convinced they should be encouraged to sing. I think that one is strictly for the bathroom. Anyway, you can find out the full programme for Our Place on the Brighton Festival website, brightonfestival.org.